Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Court documents filed by federal prosecutors show an Alaska man has agreed to plead guilty to a Florida airport shooting rampage that killed five people last year. The agreement filed yesterday says 28-year-old Esteban Santiago will plead guilty to 11 of the 22 counts against him and receive a life sentence plus 120 years. The deal is expected to be finalized tomorrow in Miami federal court. A two-year-old girl was wounded when she was struck by a stray bullet fired from outside her home in Anchorage. The girl and her other family members were in the living room of their home yesterday afternoon when shots were fired between two moving vehicles. One shot penetrated the home in the 700 block of East 11th Avenue and struck the girl. She was taken to a hospital. Anchorage police announced today they found one of the vehicles and released the driver. Police are searching for the second vehicle. News reporters were not allowed into 29-year-old Track Palin's recent court hearing. KTUU-TV reports that Palin, the son of former Governor Sarah Palin, had a court hearing on Monday for burglary, assault, and criminal mischief charges. He was arrested in December at the Palin's Wasilla home. Judge David Wallace referred to an administrative rule that requires media requests to be submitted at least 24 hours ahead of time as the reason for barring reporters, but that is only for reporters wishing to record proceedings. The Alaska Marine Highway System got what it asked for in the legislature's operating budget. Lawmakers approved the system's request in their spending plan for the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st. General Manager Captain John Falvey says the budget funds an eight-week increase in service. Marine Highway faced a shutdown in April because of lack of money. A little-known budget provision diverted ferry funding to cover Medicaid program shortfalls. But Governor Bill Walker replaced that money in a supplemental budget request, which the legislature approved. Next year's sailings are going to be similar to this year's. The ferry Matanuska tied up this month for a full engine and drive system replacement. The work will continue through half or more of the next budget year. Falvey says its Prince Rupert sailings are being covered by the similar ferry, the Malaspina.
Everything else pretty much remains the same. The Kennecott, Columbia, they'll also be running. So it's pretty much the same, except the Matanuska is out of the picture.
The legislature's capital budget for next year also includes money for ferry overhauls, certifications, and terminal and dock work, and that's mostly paid for with federal funds. Capital budget also provides $250,000 in operational funding for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. That's a separate nonprofit system linking Prince of Wales Island with Ketchikan. And the Trump administration is moving to reverse Obama-era rules barring hunters on some public land in Alaska from baiting bears with bacon and donuts and using spotlights to shoot mother bears and their cubs hibernating in dens. National Park Service issued a notice yesterday of its intent to amend regulations for sport hunting and trapping in national preserves to bring federal rules in line with Alaska state law. Weather forecast calls for more showers for today. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.